The valley's biggest rivers seem to get all the love. We all know about the Kern and the San Joaquin, but the valley's smaller waterways have their own interesting histories. Today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots, we explore Pozo Creek in Kern County. From its headwaters in the Greenhorn Mountains east of Delano to where it meets the Kern River 88 miles downstream, Pozo Creek has a rich history. A branch of the Yokuts called the Palewami made the area around Pozo Creek their home and had a village near its banks. Father Francisco Garces passed through Pozo Creek in 1776. We don't know for certain who named the creek, but depending on the spelling, in Spanish, Pozo can mean either a water well, sediment, or a resting place. Pozo Creek is larger than most valley creeks, but it does become dry in the summer as it enters the valley floor. In wet years, it can become a roaring river, leading to flooding downstream. The creek begins near the mountain town of Posey before passing Glenville and bringing its waters to the valley floor. In the late 1850s, the Butterfield Overland Mail had a station here, just north of Round Mountain. These stagecoaches brought travelers and mail from St. Louis to San Francisco. You'll find a historical marker at Posey Station today, where Granite Road meets Round Mountain Road. Nearby, you'll also find Mount Pozo and the Mount Pozo oil field. But all these names brought confusion. When the Southern Pacific Railroad came through the valley in 1874, they built a station where the creek crossed the tracks. It was initially called Pozo Station, but there was another town called Pozo in San Luis Obispo County, so the name was changed to Spottiswood, which apparently pleased no one. Finally, the name was changed again, with Pozo becoming Famoso, which you'll still find on Highway 99 today, just south of McFarland. Today, the town is famous among auto racing enthusiasts as the site of the Famoso drag strip. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.